Om Shanti. 3rd November 2018, Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you become filled with all attainments and experience the Lord to be present by saying, yes, my Lord, according to Srimad. The Father becomes present in front of the children every time they say, yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord, to everything according to the Father's Srimad. When the Lord becomes present, there will be nothing lacking in any situation and you will become constantly full. The star of the fortune of the attainment of both the bestower and the bestower of fortune will begin to sparkle on your forehead. Baba is saying that Father becomes present in front of the children, Hazur, Hazir, when children say, yes, my Lord, when children say, yes, my Lord, Ji, Hazur, and then there would be nothing lacking in any situation. And then you will become constantly full. And then the star of fortune of attainments of both the bestower and the bestower of fortune will begin to sparkle. So this is today's Vardhan blessing, where Baba is saying that we become full with all attainments when we obey Him. So this is a virtue Baba is focusing upon, obedience. The moment we obey Baba, few things happen. He becomes present, there will not be anything lacking in any situation and we become constantly full. And the stars start shining. So when we talk of fortune, obedience, what all things come in front of our mind? Whom do we obey first of all? And what are the things which are needed for obedience? The thing is faith, nishchay. Unless and until we have faith, we will not obey the person. So we should have the full faith in that person. Then only we obey. The second thing is love. If we have love for the person, we will automatically obey. If we don't have love, we will not obey. Third, some advantage or some profit, benefits. What will happen if we obey? Fourth, respect. If we respect somebody, we will automatically obey that person. Respect, he can come in love, but still respect is a different meaning. So all these things are needed when we obey or when we need to obey. And whom do we obey? So we have three celebrated forms: Father, Teacher and Sadguru. So this is a virtue. This is a virtue as well as power. Obedience. Baba doesn't teach us blind obedience, but he teaches us obedience as per Srimad, obedience to God's commandments, obedience to what he says. Now we will see all of these points one by one. Whom do we obey? We obey only when we have faith. When we have faith that whatever Baba is saying is for my good. When we have the faith that whatever Baba is saying will benefit me, will bring me out of the misery or suffering or pain I am in. So, it is the faith that makes us to believe in Him. The greater the faith, the greater would be obedience. The lesser the faith, the lesser would be obedience. It is the degree of the faith that makes us an obedient child. So if you see the first relationship, father, in Laukik also, a father loves those children who are obedient. Those who are disobedient, father doesn't love them. Even if that might be the smallest thing, if a father orders his children to do something and children doesn't do, it doesn't create a good impression. So, father, whatever he tells, because he is Trikaldarshi and he knows what is good for us, probably things are not very much clear in front of us, but he knows what is good for us and what is not. So first is obedience to father, and that also depends on our faith in the father. The second is teacher. He is teaching us the highest of the knowledge, and if we do not listen to him, probably we will miss some of the highest knowledge, some of the highest teachings or instructions which he is giving us and which are very much helpful to us. And Sadguru are the spiritual teachings, or Sadguru gives blessings. So this virtue of obedience underlies this father-son relationship, teacher-student relationship, and Sadguru and followers relationship. All these three relationships have got obedience at the base. If we don't obey, if we become an obedient child, automatically a sense of humility will come. So, here in that list of things, faith, love, profit and respect, one more thing can be added is humility. It reveals our humble nature. So, at the base of all the three relationships, humility is there. Or obedience is there. Unconditional obedience. Without asking why, where, what. This is the highest form of obedience. When one has got all of these three, four, five things in him already. When there is a love, probably when we may not ask why to do and why not to do. Because love doesn't ask questions. Complete faith doesn't ask questions. Complete respect doesn't ask questions. And if we know the benefits of the things, we know that whatever this person would do for me would be for my greatest good. And whatever he has done till now has always led to some advantage. So we will not question the obedience, his instructions. And when there is an ego in the heart, then the questions will arise. Why I should obey? Who is he to tell me? And so on and so forth. So it is about how much internal barrier of ego has fallen down. To that extent, we become obedient. So the first thing which is needed is faith. So when we know that he is my father and he is my teacher and he is my Sadguru, automatically that faith makes me to obey him. Second, love. When I realize what love is his, when I realize and compare his love with the worldly love, I realize that the supreme love, the divine love is the highest. All other loves compared to this love are very, very inferior. So this love is uncomparable. This love is above every other love, every human love. So I have the highest love for the Father, and I know at the same time that he, whom I love, my father, would never do any harm to me. My teacher would always teach me all those things which would be beneficial for me. And my Sadguru, out of love for him, I obey him completely. There's an event in the life of Swami Vivekananda about his guru. When his master was sick and he had throat cancer, and he used to cough out a lot of sputum, and there was one caretaker looking after him, and he was little derelict or negligent in his duty. And once this young Narendranath, he saw that brother not taking care of the master meticulously, very carefully, very lovingly. He goes that to that room and he takes that entire pot of sputum and just drinks it, just to teach that other person the importance of unconditional service to the master. So there have been examples like this throughout the history, where people have obeyed their gurus, their teachers, the avatars, the imams, the Shankaracharyas, the Tirthankaras, the incarnations, the avatars, the messengers, the prophets, unconditionally. That was the level of their faith. We know of one Jesus Christ who was crucified, but there are hundreds and hundreds of people who got crucified after Jesus Christ and for Jesus Christ. And there were many people who willingly got crucified until the time when this law or ritual of crucifixion was stopped forcibly by the government. There were people who would announce their faith and they got crucified. There was Saint Paul. He said that Jesus Christ was crucified like this. I should be crucified upside down. Like this. Head below and feet up. So there were people who have done this. And Baba also mentions about Kashi Kalvat, sacrifice at the Kashi. So these were people who had unflinching faith and they were ready to do anything. So for obedience, faith is needed. Second, love is needed, unconditional love. And if you don't have love, the obedience would become a work of labor. So absolute love, unconditional love is needed. And when love is there in the heart, obedience automatically happens. One doesn't have to do anything. Whatever that is told, obedience comes. It is mentioned in the life of Mama that only, have you ever noticed, there were about 300 or 400 souls of same age. They were about 400 souls of the same age, near about same age. But why Mama only became Mama? She was so young. From where she got that those qualities of a mother? Or, for example, those who have seen all the dadis, for example, there were many events in the past where all the dadis were sitting on the stage. About 30 dadis or 20 dadis, all sitting on the stage. And it's very difficult to find out the differences because their sanskars are so similar, all those dadis. Now imagine many, many years back when Mama was there and all those 300, 400 souls, they all were great souls and they all were similar in virtues, in powers, in obedience, and yet out of those 300, it was Mama who claim the status of Sri Lakshmi. Probably we are not comparing dadis, but all those, amongst all those, she was the one who was picked up for this divine task. Because I think one of the reasons for that was her absolute, unquestionable, unconditional obedience. So, the greater the love, the greater would be obedience. The next is advantages. This is little business-like attitude. But Baba has taught us to become a good businessman. That if you obey, this will happen. Like a child is convinced. If you obey, then I will give you this. If you study well, mother teaches, mother tells her child. If you obey, if you do your homework, I will give you chocolate. Then he obeys. Otherwise, it doesn't obey. But there is something known in Hindi as Baal Hat. A child is also very adamant. It's not so easy. There are three types of hut. Hut means something which you persist, very stubborn, very, very fastidious, obdurate spirit. So one becomes adamant, like a child says, I want to eat ice cream. Okay. So mother says, no, I will not give you ice cream because you have running nose. The child says, give me ice cream. Mother says, no. He says, unless and until you give ice cream, I will not eat anything. This is known as Baal Hat. Unless and until you give me that, what I want, I am not going to eat anything. So that is Baal Hat. There is one more Stri Hat. And there is one more Raj Hat. These are the three types of huts or stubbornness or obduracy. So, here, when a child is told about advantages, if you do this, you will get this. And then he obeys, yes, I will do. Or there is sometimes a fear induced. You do this, otherwise that ghost will come and steal away your ear. A child is told like that. And the child is also told, see, that man is running away with your ear. And he runs after him. Give me my ear. He doesn't have the time to see that he is here only. His ear is here only. So, advantage. So when we know what happens by obedience to father, that time we are very, very safe. I had quoted last time also, there was one brother coming from Ahmedabad or some other place to Abu, and he was Kumar. And in that railway compartment, few brothers outside, some brother people were sitting, and they offered him food, and he said, no, we don't eat from outside. And they told him, no, it is not from outside, we have made it at home. He said, I am not hungry. It's okay, you continue. And they all tried to give him, but he didn't take. So once they finished their food, they offered him some biscuit. They said, at least take the biscuit, you didn't take the food which we offered you. And he said, no, I don't eat biscuits. And they said, it is not human made, it is machine made. So ultimately, condescendingly, he agreed and he took those biscuits. And when he got up, it was Ajmer. And he got up at Ajmer. And he found that all his luggage was stolen. So nothing was there. So there were thugs and thieves, imposters. So, see, Baba has given a very minute Srimat of not eating from outside. It has got far reaching implications. So it is not just, when we obey a simple Srimat, many things happen. For example, yesterday we discussed that this is 4-in-1. This Brahma Kumaris is 4-in-1. It's an organization. It's a family. It's yajna. And fourth, it is university. Now just take for example, this is family. But don't think that this is laukik family. This is alaukik family. So there should not be any personal relationships here. There should not be any familiarity sanskar here. It is better that two people are at loggerheads with each other. Two people have got different opinion, they don't talk. I prefer that. Rather than two people getting attached to each other. Rather than getting bound. Rather than getting too much of attachment and familiarity. It's better that they remain away. At least Baba would be there in between them. Because when a personal relationship is formed between two, or two people start loving each other, then the disturbance starts. Which is preferable disturbance? A disturbance which is arising out of fight, and disturbance which is arising out of attachment. Which you will prefer? Preferable is fight. Disturbance that arises in two people out of fight is better than disturbance that arises out of attachment. Because attachment creates restlessness. At least during fight you will get attached to Baba, because you are detached from that person. You don't like that person, because he is constantly doing something that is causing some or other sort of disturbance within. So it's prefer. So this is 4-in-1. It's organization. So we must know the rules and regulations of this organization, and we have to obey. Obedience is needed in organization. Just imagine an institution is there and nobody obeys there. The institution will fall flat. First. Second, it is family. If in the family, if the juniors are not obeying seniors, that family, will it be called a loving family? No. It will be a very disturbed family. Third, this is yajna. Imagine a yajna, all the Brahmins are fighting. Yajna is a very sacred word. Yajna has got two meanings. Yajna means a sacrificial fire. Yajna means Mahan Karya, great work, elevated task. Shrestha Karya is known as yajna. That is another meaning of the word yajna. So in that, obedience is needed. And fourth, just imagine, students are there and none of the student is obeying the teacher. And teacher is sort of, what sort of school is that? Where students do not obey teachers. Where students do not have faith, love, respect for the teacher. So in all the four things, obedience is needed. So for obedience we need faith, nishche. For obedience we need love, prem. For obedience we have to also see some advantages. That we are not on the back foot. We have some advantages here. And the next is respect. When we have respect, automatically we obey the person. If you don't have respect, we stop obeying the person. And last, humility. This is a bond. This is a very great virtue. To be humble. Because out of humility only, the obedience happen. And one more thing, in as regard respect, there is something which is known as professional regard for somebody. When that regard is gone, we stop obeying that person. You know, there was an experiment in United States which was done in 1966 by Charles Hoffling. He did an experiment on doctor-nurse relationship. Okay. So it is found that 21 nurses were selected. 12 were students and others were there. And in one hospital was selected, and a call by an unknown doctor was made into that hospital, and nurse is given an instruction to give one particular drug to patients, and it was a wrong drug, and it was given at a very higher doses. The dose of the drug is 10 mg and it was told to give 20 mg. So now the hospital protocol is that we should not obey outside doctors. Nurses should not obey outside doctors. Nurses should know that whilst giving wrong drug, they have to check, verify. But by default, nurses have so much professional respect. Earlier they were asked. They said, no, we will not do this. But when actual experiment was conducted, and they one doctor who told himself, I am Dr. Smith. There is no such doctor. This guy is imposter. He told, I am this, and please give this drug to this patient. So out of 21 nurses, 20 got ready to do that. And they would have done, but they were stopped at the door. They took that drug, which is he told, go, my patient is there, go to that cupboard, take this drug, 20 mg, and give to this patient. And he said, I will come and write down my notes later on. Now the first thing is, this is not a hospital doctor, but this is a doctor from outside hospital, an unknown doctor to the nurse, and the hospital protocol doesn't allow, and hospital and sister also knows that this is in a higher dose than what it should be. But out of 21 nurses, 20 nurses obeyed. And that was an experiment on obedience, which was conducted long back. And this was out of high professional respect for the doctors by nurses, that they got ready even to give wrong doses. Though, as I said, they were stopped at the door, but they would have given it. So there are a lot of experiments done on obedience. This is one of the experiments. Few experiments are during the time of Hitler, Nazis. How the soldiers were given training and they were made to obey, and ultimately they were made to kill themselves, their own. That much obedience. That's what Hitler did. He trained some of the soldiers and later on trained them to such a level, take them to the ground, make them do left, right, and they got so used to that, and then they were told, take out your guns and shoot yourself. And this is how he did. Obedience. So, lot of experiment. This is a separate topic. Obedience experiments. Huge number of experiments are there. So, for obedience to Srimat or Baba, we need all of these things. A sense of humility. Respect, but that respect should not be blind respect. As people were obedient to Hitler. But that was blind obedience. Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, Idi. These were some of the dictators who killed millions and millions of people. Millions and millions. Because of that blind obedience by those people. So, reflect on this virtue of obedience. Why we should obey, how we should obey, what should be our obedience, and what should be the level of our obedience. Baba wants us to become obedient child. Ji Huzur if you do. Yes, my Lord if you do. Then Huzur Hazir. Then the Lord becomes present in front of you. All the attainments you get and bestower, and the fortune of bestower is ever with you. So this is something about obedience. Om Shanti.